Pacific High students start and end every day in a circle. They pass a talking item around. It can be a stuffed frog or a rock or a dried piece of devil's club, and they talk and listen to each other. So when Senator Lisa Murkowski visited on Wednesday, students welcomed her into the round. The tone of the event was pretty subdued. That is, until Principal Mandy Summer brought out a plate of food.
This was our school lunch today, and this is one of the reasons why I also...
She shellacked it, though.
I did not. I mean, this is... We had fish tacos for lunch today from the Fish to Schools program, so donated by local fishermen, made by students in our culinary program.
It's happening.
We're really trying to build the Farm to School program, and that's why.
That's fabulous. Fabulous.
Murkowski said that Pacific High was the newest check off of her Alaska high school bucket list.
So I made a kind of a personal little pledge to myself before most of you were born, about 16 years ago, that what I wanted to do was I wanted to try to visit every school in Alaska.
So one by one, the students passed the talking items around and shared why they attend Pacific High and why the school is important to them and why they keep coming back. Murkowski listened. Praise for teachers and the school environment popped up at every interval around the circle. But students also discussed the challenges they face as a school. Philip Barker brought up the ongoing uncertainties around the budget.
Every year there's always a possibility of this school shutting down, and we lost our only counselor due to budget cuts, so we're constantly, pressured and stuff.
Many students mentioned the absence of a beloved school counselor this year as a hardship. Principal Mandy Summer said they lost the social worker post because federal funding wasn't renewed.
And so that has really been a challenge, just the what seems as though the disposable nature of having a school counselor, for example. It's more of like, wouldn't that be nice, when really it's just truly a necessity, and we feel like especially here.
Students like Madison Roy Mercer also spoke up about the stigma Pacific High School students face just for attending an alternative school.
It was super, super scary going out of our comfort zone, going to a place that has a stigma for being the alternative, for the other, you know? We're like, and, coming from Sitka High, we have that ingrained in us.
Murkowski didn't really speak to the budget concerns, but the discussion around stigma resonated with her.
My husband and I have two boys, and they could not learn more differently. Mm-hmm. One of them will read a text and be able to recite it back to you. The other one hates to read. He's very, he's got a reading disability, but he's a gifted artist. If we're going to do right by our kids in education, we have to give them educational opportunities that are beyond just what you're going to get at Sitka High School. And so how we work to take away that stigma that an alternative school is a different way of learning, because we don't learn the same.
At the end of the meeting, the senator presented a book to students to stress the importance of reading. But before she could finish, Barker, the student who spoke about the budget cuts, raised his hand.
This Shadows on the Koyukuk is written by an Athabascan leader, Sidney Huntington, who passed away a few years ago.
That's my uncle.
Oh.
Oh.
Let me tell you, your uncle was a man that I loved.
Barker hadn't read the book yet, so Murkowski gave him the copy. In return, the students gave Murkowski two gifts, both handmade in Pacific High classrooms, a copper shield necklace from the Gajahin dance group, and a can of smoked sockeye salmon. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.